Around the year 929, Cordoba became the seat of a caliphate that built some 300 mosques and palaces to rival Constantinople, Damascus, and Baghdad. Within a lifetime of its peak, the caliphate fell, and the city spent the next 1,000 years living inside what the capital left behind. Everything on this walk is reuse: a cathedral grown through a mosque, king's gardens over caliph's baths, courtyards still watered the old way. Not ruin, continuation. The tower in front of you is where that argument starts. The Calahorra guarded the bridgehead, the far bank of the Guadalquivir, where every army coming south had to cross. The tower appears in the record in 1236, when it made Fernando III's conquest harder. What you're looking at is a body built in layers. After a civil war between two royal brothers, Enrique II and Pedro I, Enrique fortified this end of the bridge with a moat, a second tower, and a drawbridge. In 1514, Juana the Fern added the outer barbican, a fortified gateway, a building that kept being reinforced because the bridge kept mattering. Later, it was a prison for nobles, then a girls' school, then a barracks for the Guardia Civil, then a museum of Al-Andalus. Cordoba doesn't tear things down when their original job ends. It finds them another one. From here, you walk the same causeway every army, pilgrim, and mule train used. For 20 centuries, this was the only way across.